Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Austrian lawmakers have banned glyphosate, the key chemical in Roundup. According to agrimarketing.com, that's a first in Europe and a fresh blow to Bayer AG, which has lost several lawsuits in the U.S. alleging the potent herbicide causes cancer. Bayer is currently facing lawsuits from over 13,000 plaintiffs. While the Austrian decision has no direct bearing on the suits and is a negligibly small market for Roundup, the ban could complicate Bayer's public efforts to defend the use of the product as safe and environmentally friendly. African swine fever is still breaking hard in southern China this summer. That's according to a director of a Chinese swine production company who asked not to be named because he wants to be able to return to China. Agriculture.com reports he spoke at a recent meeting in Iowa saying he wants his message to scare the swine industry. It's estimated 10 million sows and 100 million pigs have been reduced in China, but there's a lot of pork in cold storage that has yet to be tested. Three global ethanol export organizations are teaming up this year to host the first ever Global Ethanol Summit scheduled for October in Washington, D.C. AgWire.com reports the U.S. Grain Council, Growth Energy, and the Renewable Fuels Association are working together with the goal of engaging a broad array of global ethanol leaders about the benefits of expanding global ethanol use. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.